Track 9. Working Through Power Struggles. On the last track, we discussed how depressed men, possibly at risk for suicide, who are narcissistic, often fail to recognize their partner's feelings. Women then feel their opinions are not being heard. Thus, the couple engages in a power struggle. Divorced or separated men are more than twice as likely to commit suicide than men that remain married. Narcissists abhor and dread getting emotionally intimate. The cerebral ones regard sex as a maintenance chore. Sometimes they have to do it in order to keep their source of secondary supply. The somatic narcissist treats women as objects and sex as a means of obtaining narcissistic supply. On this track, we'll look at 5 techniques to help depressed male clients deal with the conflict in their relationships. The 5 techniques are the timeout technique, the power technique, the I was wrong technique, the counting technique, and the letting go technique. As you listen, think of how you can use these strategies in your next session with a male depressed client who may be at risk for suicide. A colleague, Susan, told me about a couple's therapy session she had with Kyle and Wendy, both 28. Kyle, a restaurant manager, was having difficulty ending conflicts with Wendy. Kyle was in an ongoing battle with depression and said he could never win their arguments. Wendy, an accountant, said that Kyle never listened or cared about what she had to say. Kyle stated, "I sometimes rehearsed my side of the argument in advance, and I often felt an adrenaline rush during my conflicts with Wendy." Both Wendy and Kyle admit to bringing up problems from the past. It was a classic power struggle, fueled by Kyle's depression and suicidal threats. Susan gave Kyle and Wendy some advice for fighting fairly to help them cooperate instead of attack each other. Since Kyle was depressed and had trouble controlling his anger, Susan told Wendy and Kyle about the timeout technique. Let's go through the steps in this timeout technique. Number 1. The first step is to physically separate from each other during the argument, for anywhere from 90 seconds to 5 minutes. Couples should go to different rooms in order to break the old patterns of aggression. Number 2. Next, both should relax his or her body. As you know, one cannot be tense and relaxed at the same time, so simple breathing exercises can help calm down both partners. Number 3. Finally, each person should use positive self-talk to facilitate change. Like in the fishbowl technique we discussed in the last track, you must first realize that your self-talk is harmful. Susan told Kyle that as he was separated from his wife during a timeout, he could begin to adjust his self-talk to become more positive. For instance, instead of rehearsing an upcoming argument, the man can tell himself, "I can get my point across without yelling," or, "I can argue with her without losing my temper," "I don't have to be like my father in this way," or, "She means more to me than winning this argument." Other examples include, "I will not take provocation personally," and, "If I feel myself getting angry, I'll be able to shift my focus to something more pleasant." In the next session, Kyle and Wendy told Susan they liked the timeout technique. Both said they at least liked doing something different in their arguments. Imagine your next session with a male client who is having a power struggle. Would it be beneficial to tell him about the timeout technique? Now that we have discussed the timeout technique, let's discuss the power technique. Susan gave Kyle and Wendy this strategy to try during the timeout technique. After the two have separated, this allows them to feel more energetic and more in control of their anger. First, Susan explained to them, "You get comfortable and refocus your attention inward to your feelings and bodily sensations. Close your eyes and begin to breathe slowly and deeply. As you release your breath, say to yourself, 'Relax, let go.'" Continuing this breathing exercise, scan your mind and body to locate the tension you feel. Then take another slow, deep breath and hold it in for 5 seconds. As you release this breath, you are freeing yourself of all the unnecessary tension that has built up. You should feel more peaceful and in control. Now relax a little bit. Enjoy the inner strength and peace that you have gained and imagine yourself in a tranquil place. Your muscles should feel relaxed and heavy. Finally, it's time to energize your mind and body. You should notice a surge of energy flowing through your head, neck, shoulders, arms, and so forth until the energy reaches your toes. When you feel ready, count from 1 to 5, saying the number as you exhale. Gradually, you should feel lighter and more alert. By the time you reach 5, You are completely energetic and have the power and self-confidence you need to return to your partner and resume your argument. Now that we have discussed the timeout and power techniques as a means of coping with depression you feel regarding your arguments, let's next look at the I was wrong technique. Susan gave the couple another technique for bettering their arguing, the I was wrong technique. As you know, this exercise asks both partners to talk openly and honestly about their own mistakes and say nothing about the other person's mistakes. The rules of this technique are extremely important. First, one person begins saying, "I was wrong too," and says something he or she did to contribute to the current conflict. After this, the other person makes a similar statement. Then they must go back and forth two more times. The idea behind this technique is that each statement becomes more revealing and more helpful in stopping the argument. Here's an example of an argument Kyle and Wendy started this way. Kyle: "I was wrong to slam the door when I came home." Wendy: "I was wrong to roll my eyes right away." Kyle: "I was wrong to not tell you what was bothering me." Wendy: "I was wrong to not consider how you were feeling." Kyle: "I was wrong to ignore what you were saying." Wendy: "I was wrong to get defensive and assume you were trying to hurt me." After this kind of talk, Kyle and Wendy could go back to their argument. Do you have a client for whom sharing the I was wrong technique would be beneficial? During the next session, Susan suggested the counting technique. This technique involves counting during an argument. While listening to Wendy talk, for instance, Susan suggested to Kyle that he count silently in a calm, even rhythm. He had to maintain focus on Wendy in order to really hear what she was saying, but he could also stabilize his emotions by creating a steady rhythm in his head. The counting technique is an easy way to buy time to maintain your emotional energy. Finally, Susan gave Kyle and Wendy some advice for recovering after their argument. Kyle was having trouble letting go of his anger and forgetting an argument had occurred. Susan told him to do the letting go technique, and here are the steps. Susan said to Kyle, "First, make a tight fist and keep it tight as you count out 60 seconds. When you reach 40 seconds, intensify your squeeze with each count. Continue to hold your fist tighter and tighter, even as the pain gets stronger. This physical pain is like the emotional pain of his anger. Now, once you reach the 60 counts, you can begin to relax your grip very slowly. Take about 15 seconds to open your hand, and you'll notice a pleasant feeling of the tension melting away. You are freeing your hand of discomfort, just as letting go of your anger can free yourself of emotional pain and suffering." Susan reminded Kyle and Wendy, "It is your choice to either cling to your anger or to let it go." Letting go of their anger would help Kyle's depression and would strengthen their relationship. Would a male client of yours benefit from the letting go technique? Susan told Kyle and Wendy that the ABCs of change are affect, behavior, and cognition. For affect, developing empathy was the key. Kyle had learned to listen to Wendy and to try to understand her feelings. For behavior, it helped to physically calm down, engage in positive self-talk, and begin statements with, "I was wrong." And for cognition, little reminders of what he wanted to do, like stay in control of his anger, helped Kyle to fight more fairly. Kyle later stated, "Fighting more fairly seems to make me feel less depressed." Think of a male client who is experiencing depression with possible suicidal ideations who might benefit from the timeout technique, the power technique, the I was wrong technique, the counting technique, and the letting go technique. I sometimes find it helpful to modify these exercises depending on the individual client. In the next track, we will look in depth at anger and how it relates to masculine depression, adding to the risk for suicide. Question 9. What are 5 techniques for fighting fairly?